This is another day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Amen.
Because he could have left us in yesterday.
Yes. Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad he brought me into today.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that's good to see light of the sun one more time.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So let's give God some glory and praise for keeping us here another week.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord. High has been some mountains and lows, and wide has been some valleys, and rough has been some water. Praise God. But God has brought us through.
Thank you, Lord.
For being here. Praise God. So we're giving glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Because in everything we probably give him praise.
Hallelujah.
No matter what the situation might be, it is his will.
Yes, God.
And he will keep us from all things that's not part of his will.
My Lord.
We glorify God because we got to remember that he will hear for his glory.
Yes.
And not ours.
That's right.
Okay, so he does what pleases him because the earth is his.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in it.
That's true.
That includes you and me.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. Hallelujah. So we praise God for yet another opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
To share with you on the Lord's day. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord.
Yes.
The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Oh, yes.
And let us exalt his name together. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So we're praising God. Hallelujah. Because he is a good God.
Yes, he is. Amen.
He is a great God.
Amen.
He is a wonderful God.
Yes,
he is.
Hallelujah. And we praise God for all he has done,
is doing,
going to do.
Yes.
Because everything he does is good.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to receive the good in everything.
Yes.
Everything is bad that comes from the devil.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we praise God for this opportunity to share with you. It's time we're going to ask Elder Sabrina, she will lead us in the prayer.
Amen.
Oh, I think she got her mic mute. Okay.
She called my name?
I had called Elder Green leaders in prayer. But...
Okay. I thought I heard it. Forgive me. Our gracious Father, we come and say thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice, be glad in it. God, we just thank you for this. Sunshine this morning.
Yes.
God, we know we've been through a lot of rain the last couple weeks, God, but you rain all over us, God. But we just thank you for the sunshine that is shining, God. And God, as we go through our day, God, be with us, God.
Ooh.
And God, we're looking for a word from you to keep us through this week, God. And we just thank you for all things. And going to do, God. We love and we adore, we worship your name, God. So I ask you to be with our pastor, God.
Ooh.
Anoint him afresh. That he would give us the word that we needed. And we just thank you. God, we love all the members of the church, God. And we just thank you. And this is our prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and prayer of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. So we're yet in another day.
Mm-hmm.
I believe this is day 52.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has brought us into this year. Okay. So we're moving on down the year.
Yes.
And it seems like it's going by swiftly.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. We're still grateful to God. I got to everything happened in his own time and his own way. Mm-hmm. Praise God. And our time is not his time, and we don't have any time.
Yes.
All the time belongs to the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. From the book of Ephesians. Mm. Ephesians chapter 4.
Mm-hmm.
Begin with verse 21.
To 21?
4 and 21.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. God. Mm-hmm. Have we found it yet?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 21, reading, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the proof is in Jesus, mm-hmm. that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lust,
mm-hmm.
and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put all on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and through holiness. And want to talk to you today from this subject. A change must take place.
Amen.
A change must take place. We live in a world where everything seems to be going through
mm-hmm.
evolutions and revolutions and invasions and whatever, that things are constantly changing.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one constant, and that is the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everything else changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we were born into this world, mm-hmm. we're born like we are right now.
Yes.
We are going through changes.
Mm-hmm.
And continue to change.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Man. As we grow in physical appearance,
my Lord.
Change. And as we grow in spiritual, we're supposed to be changed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. If we haven't changed, then something is wrong.
That's true.
Okay. Something is wrong, and you're not making any changes in your life. Your life has become stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get rid of the stagnation.
Right.
So that the new and the clean can flow through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so things must change. We must change. But we do everything we can to maintain uh-huh. our appearance. Uh-huh. The only way to maintain your appearance is to not be here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we got to realize that things change.
Yes,
we got
do.
To change as well.
Mm-hmm.
And accept God's will for us in our lives. We didn't come here to stay.
That's true.
We come here to for a little while on our way from earth to glory. We're here for a little while. Okay. So a change must take place. Jesus told Nicodemus, when Nicodemus came to him by night, wanted to know what could he do to inherit the kingdom of God. And he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. That in itself let you know that a change
had to take place.
And Nicodemus didn't understand that change because they asked him now, do I have to go back to my mother's womb, in some of the words? How can I be born again when I'm old?
Yes.
So now he's indicated that he has changed because he is old. He's a whole lot bigger than what he was when he was born.
That's yes. Right.
And he can't go, he can't reverse the process. So it puzzled him. He asked the Lord, how can I be born again? I'm an old man. Okay. It's going to be impossible for me to go back to my mother's womb.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So Jesus said, Nicodemus, land blow it where you listen not and don't know where it's going or where it come from. If you don't understand these earthly things, how can you understand heavenly things?
Amen.
Okay. The change does not have to be in the form that you look for it to be. The change he's talking about now is not a physical change.
Yes.
But a spiritual change.
Hallelujah.
And that change is needed because we were born in sin.
Shaped
and iniquity. Okay. We were born in this world a sinner. But in order to leave this world and go where Jesus is, a change has to take place.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise God.
And so we need to keep that in mind. That the change must take place. And as we go through life, we can see the change.
My Lord.
As it gradually takes place.
Yes, yes.
Okay. We don't know when it took place. We just wake up one morning and see that we were different from what we were a year ago.
Yes.
Or 2 years ago, or 10 years ago. Okay. Our children that were born 15, 20 years ago has changed tremendously.
Yes, amen. Sir.
Okay. And we got to go through that same spiritual process. Okay, to change, and our change need to be tremendous. So our time on this earth is not long.
Amen.
Not as long as it has been.
And this is not long. We got to know how to change and accept that change. Not resist it. Okay. Now, 2 Corinthians tells us, for we know that this, if this earthly house of this tabernacle
mm-hmm.
were dissolved. We have a building of God, a house not made
mm-hmm. for man,
eternal into the heavens. That's 2 Corinthians 5th chapter, verse 1. Okay. For we know. All right. There's not mm-hmm. anything that we don't know.
Yes, right. There's
not anything strange.
Mm-hmm.
You know that if our earthly house,
mm-hmm.
the physical body that we're living in now.
Yes, yes, God.
Mm. Of this tabernacle.
Mm-hmm.
Were to dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
It were to pass away.
Hello.
We shouldn't be worrying about this earthly house.
Uh-huh.
We need, because we were longing to see our heavenly house.
Yes, right.
That we know that we have a building.
Building, my Lord.
We're not assuming that we got one. We're not hoping we got one. But we know we have a building.
My Lord.
Man.
And that building is of God.
Amen.
It's not a house that man made.
Right, right.
It's not a house that was built by some construction company.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a house that the bank has a note on.
All right.
Okay. Lord, it is a house that God made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it tells you down this, and since God made it, it wasn't made out of these earthly things.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It says a house that is not made with hands.
Glory be to God.
Okay. So it's not a house that we look out one of the houses across the street and next door to us and whatever behind mm-hmm. us. Not those kind of houses. They were built by hands.
My Lord. Mm.
Okay. This house is built by God. And it is eternal.
Uh-huh. Yes. Lord.
In the heaven.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This earthly house that we got.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep on working on it.
Yes, sir.
Mm-mm. It keep on deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
It keep on falling apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we got to get the handyman in time to time.
That's right.
To fix up this and to fix up that.
Uh-huh.
Repair this and to repair that.
Yeah.
But it is crumbling just like we are.
Wow. Glory be to God.
Slowly fading away.
Uh-huh.
But the house that we got that is God made for us.
Yes, yes.
Is eternal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the heaven.
Uh-huh.
It had no end.
Uh-huh.
It had no breakdown.
Yes.
It had no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Had no need for repair.
Yes, yes, God.
It's eternal.
Uh-huh.
Never deteriorating.
Amen.
But with the house that we're in now,
yes, Lord,
it's slowly dying.
Uh-huh.
Slowly deteriorating.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. But the house that God got for us.
Uh-huh.
When we leave this earthly house,
yes.
We're gonna go to that eternal house.
Yes. That's right.
House is not made by him.
My Lord, my Lord.
So we say, for in this we groan.
Uh-huh.
Earnestly desiring to be clothed mm-hmm. upon with our house,
mm-hmm.
yes.
which is from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So we long to see that house.
Uh-huh. That's right.
But for some reason, we don't want to leave here right now.
Uh-huh.
But we're still long to see
yes.
it.
Yes.
It's about
yes, Lord.
Like a place you anticipate going, but you don't want to go right now.
Yes, yes.
But you heard somebody say, before I leave this earth, I want to go and do so and so.
Uh-huh.
I want to go this place. Before I go, I don't want to go right today, but I want to go.
Amen.
Okay. So
glory to God. Glory.
Go to that house.
Yes.
That is eternal.
Yes.
Yes.
And if so,
Thank you, Lord.
That being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Okay, we won't be homeless.
Yes.
All right, when we leave this earth, we can be homeless.
That's right.
We got another home. That built by God.
Yes.
And
hallelujah.
In heaven. But here on this earth, we can be homeless.
That's right.
Amen.
Keeping on the
My
street.
Lord. Thank
no
you, Lord.
No cover. No protection. Naked to the world. Because we don't have nowhere to live. Sleeping down on the streets and in the park and public
Glory
places.
Be to God.
But in our heavenly house.
Yes.
When we leave here, we ain't gonna be found naked. We're gonna be clothed with an eternal.
Yes, right.
Clothing.
Amen.
That we will not fade away.
We'll
not be destroyed.
Thank you,
Lord.
We'll not fall into sickness and death and pain and agony.
Yes.
All of that was going to be passed away.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
But a change that has to take place in order for it to do that.
That's right.
Okay. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that which we would be unclothed, but clothed upon.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
That mortality might be swallowed up of life. Okay. Mortality is now.
My Lord.
Taking us out of here. But when we get in our earthly house, mortality won't have no reign over us.
Amen.
We'll have no power over us.
Yes,
For life will have swallowed it up. We'll be leaving here to go for eternal life.
Amen.
No more sickness, no more dying, no more crying, no more pain, no no more headaches, no more anything that is detrimental to us.
Yes. My Lord.
Okay, we're going, looking for a better place.
Thank you, sir.
Therefore, we are always confident,
okay,
knowing that whilst we are at home, in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
From the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. So long as we stay in this body, we're going to be here.
Right.
That's right.
But to go be with the Lord, we got to leave this body. And go to be with our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Therefore, we are always confident knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
Glory be to God.
For we walk by faith.
Yes.
Not by sight. Too many of us try to walk by sight. We go on what we see. Rather than what we know the word says.
Amen.
Yes, my Lord.
The word say one thing.
And
you see another. You believe what you see.
Yes.
But we got to walk by faith.
Faith. Glory be to God.
By sight.
Amen.
Okay, because that we see,
praise the Lord,
is not a faith.
Right.
We don't hope for what we don't.
Yes, glory.
Yes.
My Lord.
We don't hope for what we can see.
Praise God.
And so if you see it, why are you hoping for it?
That's so true.
Okay. So we're walking by faith.
Not
I don't have to see it.
Too big.
I just know that it exists.
Yes.
Amen. Yes,
I don't have to see God.
My Lord.
I know that they just need to know that that is a God.
That's right.
Okay. I don't have to see heaven. I know there is a heaven.
Amen.
Because there is.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. We are confident, I say, and willing better to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, so we're willing to be absent from the body as long as we be with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Wherefore, we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. We just want to do his will.
Yes, right.
And be what he wants us to be.
That's so true.
Okay. Somebody put in a song some years back, be what you are and live the life.
Live the life. Yes.
God knows your heart.
Yes, sir.
And you can't get by. So make the change that you need to make.
Amen.
And everything will work out all right.
Yes, it will, my Lord.
Okay. Well, we must all appear before him at the judgment seat, that everyone may receive the things done by in his body, according to that he has done, whether they be good or bad.
That's right.
So we're going to have to appear before the judgment to give an account of the deeds we've done with this body.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
Hey, the body is not yours.
That's right.
Okay, it belongs to God.
Yes, my Lord.
And he gave you stewardship over it.
Yeah.
Now you one day we're going to appear before him to give an account of our stewardship of the body.
Yes.
Did we seek the things of the Lord? Or did we seek the things that you desire?
My Lord.
And keep in mind, we told you that whatever you desire is the devil. Okay. If it's not the Lord, it's not the word of God, then it's the devil.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. For we commend not ourselves again into you, but give you occasion to glory in our behalf.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That ye may have somewhat to answer them with glory and appearance and not in the heart.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. You can't just look like you made a change. You got to make it in the heart.
My Lord.
What are you talking about, Brother Rapham? You can't dressed up holy.
That's right.
All right.
All right, now.
Glory to God.
Have change in your heart.
Amen. Hallelujah.
A change well, let's go. Take place. You can't just put the makeup on. All right. And have you clean the heart out.
Amen.
Okay.
You
can't do that.
You thank you, Lord.
Have somewhat to answer them with glory and appearance and not in the heart.
Yes, sir. Thank
it's got to be done in your heart.
Amen. That's right. Amen. My Lord.
It is so.
And when you do it in your heart, it works.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Everything will fall in place. But when you just done it in your appearance, you got your dress that's not too long and not too short. Got your thunder hat on. You got your white shining.
Oh, glory be to God.
And you're walking and looking holy.
And
soon somebody says something bad about you, better knock them down.
Great, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
It got to be in the heart. Or the real you're going to show up one day.
Yes, sir.
Then your heart gonna come out.
That's right.
Okay.
My Lord.
and that he died for all.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My Lord.
Let me go back to the next verse, 14 verse.
Mm-hmm.
For the Lord Christ constrained us that we thus judge that if one die for all, then we all die.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus died for everybody.
Yes, he did.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
For all our sins.
Mm-hmm.
So when he died,
yes,
we died.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Okay. Because he died for everybody. That means when he died, everybody died with him.
Amen.
That's right.
Right. And that then were we all dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that we died and that he died for all.
Mm-hmm.
That which we live should not henceforth live unto themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But unto them, him which died for them
mm-hmm.
and rose again.
My
Lord.
Praise God.
Okay. So Christ did it for us.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Okay. And by faith, we did too.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Okay. And we are receiving what he done for us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't have to die anymore.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
In the heaven, the house is made by God.
Mm-hmm.
And not made by man's hand.
That's right.
Mm. Right. So we won't have to die again.
Because
Jesus did it for us.
Yes, he did.
And he rose that we might live.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know him no more. So
my Lord, thank you, God.
We all was of the flesh.
Uh-huh.
But when we died with Christ, we're not supposed to be known of the flesh any longer.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be known by the word of God.
Yes.
Which is
glory
Christ
be to God.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So we are alive and Mr. Whitfield will say forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
But therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Yes, sir. Thank you,
old
Lord.
Old things are passed away.
Passed away. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Behold, all things have become new.
Have become new. Amen.
Okay. So if you're in Christ, you made the change.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The old man passed away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, a new man has arisen.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All things are of God, who has reconciled us into himself by Jesus Christ.
Yes,
sir. Glory be to God.
And has given us the ministry of reconciliation.
Uh-huh.
Jesus died and brought us back to God. And he also gave us that same ministry.
Yes, he did.
That we should go out and be his witness.
Uh-huh.
That we should go out and compel men and women to come to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Give him your life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We got that spirit, don't say, man. We got that ministry.
Yes.
Don't say that you don't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
He's already giving you the ministry.
Yes, yes, yes.
And all you got to do is go give him the word.
Yes, yes.
Not holding these other conversations.
Yes.
That's idle about mankind.
Uh-huh.
And tell them about Jesus.
Yes.
Witness to him every opportunity you get.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Witness to Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Let them know a change must take place.
Must come, my Lord.
You have been born again.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You got to be born again.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you got to get this mission done.
Yes.
My Lord.
In your heart.
Yes.
Sir.
In your mind.
Uh-huh.
And it is so.
Yes, thank you, God.
Mama said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God.
Yes, sir.
Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Living sacrifice.
Holy
and acceptable
unto God.
Yes,
this is your reasonable service.
Yes.
And be not conformed to this world.
Yes.
Be you renewed.
Yes, sir.
By the
renewing of the mind.
Be yes. By the renewing of the mind.
My Lord.
Thank you, God.
So your mind got to be changed.
That's right.
You glory, still trying glory, to serve God with the same mentality.
Yes.
Can't do it.
Same old attitude.
Yes.
And same old mind.
Mm-mm.
Got to get that mind renewed.
Can't happen. Yes, sir.
That's right. My Lord. Glory be to God.
That mind made up.
Glory.
And for God I live.
Yes.
And for God I die.
Yes.
That mind.
Uh-huh.
Made it on Jesus.
Yes.
Let him know that I can.
My Lord,
you are all things.
Oh, yes, sir.
Christ.
Yes, hallelujah.
I am
my Lord,
the righteousness of God.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, glory.
Yes,
glory to God.
Yes,
yes, sir.
I am
a witness.
Yeah,
I have been changed, and I want the world to know.
Yeah,
I've been changed.
I've been changed
today.
Yeah.
Have you been changed?
Amen.
My Lord.
Heart.
Yeah,
love everybody.
Thank you.
My Lord,
you're not fooling anybody.
Uh-huh.
By saying you love them,
yeah.
And knowing that you don't love them.
Yeah,
you got to give the count.
Yes, sir.
For everything. Yourself.
Oh yeah.
Glory be to
got
God.
To take place.
Uh-huh.
You can't be holding grudges.
Uh-huh.
And say that you changed.
Uh-huh.
Love. Or
amen.
Three times.
Love.
Call you to forgive.
Glory be to God.
And yes. Jesus told Peter.
Uh-huh.
He had to forgive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything.
Amen.
Every day.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Thank you, Lord God.
Love.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
So you got to pull off
uh-huh.
those things concerning the former conversation.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
That old man,
uh-huh.
which is corrupt according to the secret lust,
uh-huh.
and be renewed
yes.
in the spirit of your mind.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. You got to renew
uh-huh.
your mind.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Start asking the Lord to fix your mind.
That's right. Uh-huh.
He gave you that job.
Yes,
that's right.
That be ye transformed.
Yes, yes.
By the renewing of your mind.
Your mind, yes, sir.
By faith.
Uh-huh.
Walk by faith.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
And not by sight.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my
not
God.
Looking for the answer.
Uh-huh.
And know you got the answer.
Thank you, Lord.
So he said, if you ask
that's right.
anything in my name,
that's
anything
right.
that what I do,
yes,
that's right.
Hallelujah. So ask, and it's done.
Yes,
it's done.
It's already done.
Yes,
ask, it's already done.
Uh huh.
So knock,
uh-huh.
And the door be open.
Yes, it will.
The door's open. Walk on through,
uh-huh.
Yes.
To your deliverance.
Yes,
walk on through.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Walk on through.
Yes.
Walk on through. To your love and joy.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Walk on through.
Mm-hmm.
Your happiness.
Well, yes. Sir. My God, my God. Mm-hmm.
Got to be made.
Uh-huh. Got to be. You just got to be. My Lord. Mm.
God bless
you.
Thank you. May heaven smile upon you.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
You can't be that old person.
Amen.
All right. Can't be nothing like him.
Amen.
Amen.
No,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's so true. Yes.
By renewing on your mind.
Make a change.
Yes, Lord.
Be a new person.
Mm-hmm.
And you will do that by renewing your mind.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
I'm saying I can't help the way I think. Yes, you can.
Uh-huh.
Your mind.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Uh-huh. Unless right. you are mentally unstable.
Glory be to God.
Even the welfare man wouldn't be able.
Uh-huh.
So even if you can't hide behind that.
You still can't.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
The demon.
Uh-huh.
Knows and recognize Jesus.
Uh-huh.
So we have no excuse. Tell your neighbor you ain't got no excuse.
You don't have any excuses.
Oh, well,
okay, all your excuses was hung and nailed to the cross.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
So you have no excuse at all now.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got to change.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Glory be
to
God.
Holding
yes, sir.
You're good.
Yes, amen. Mm-hmm.
Let it go. It's on and pulling you down and weighing you down and tearing you down and slowly killing you.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And you think you're hurting somebody else.
Bless your name.
The only one you hurt in these kind of situations is yourself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So you forgive for your deliverance.
That's right.
My Lord.
Forgive for your victory.
Mm-hmm.
Give for your peace and your love and your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. And God will make everything all right. In fact, he's already made it all right.
Yes, he has.
Waiting for you to receive it and accept it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And count everything as joy.
Everything.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Glory
everything
be God.
Bad, count it as joy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Know that God is through everything.
Yes, sir. Right.
God bless and help and have a smile upon you.
Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, God.
Hey, Pastor, I'd like to make one correction. Patricia's father's funeral is next Sunday, February 28th at 2 p.m. And the viewing is the same day, the 28th, from 12 noon to 1:45 at Rose Funeral Home.
Okay.
Again, is the Patricia's funeral, Mr. Fletcher Williams' funeral is next Sunday, February 28th at 2 p.m.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Hi, can I say something? Hi, everybody. How you guys doing?
Hi.
My aunt Mary Floyd, which is also my uncle and the pastor Burnett's sister, is asking for everyone's prayer. Please pray that her heart rate continues to stay stabilized.
Amen. Sure will.
Amen.
Mm. Right.
God.
Okay. She didn't want to be here with her husband, Cliff.
Oh. Lord. Great. Mm. God is able.
Yes, yes he is. Yes, he is.
Yeah. Anyone out?
Yes,
testimony.
I just want to say I thank God for being here. Everything that he has done for me, I thank him because it gets better and better. And I thank God for all these church people around me because God is good and he's soon to come. So we got to get it together, church. We got to get it right. We got to get it right. Because when he comes, I want to be ready. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
So much is going on. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I just want to thank God for being here today. Thank God for being with you. Thank God for the power of prayer.
Yes.
My brother's in the hospital. We called the family together this morning. He wasn't doing very well. heart rate is dropping.
Well, that's good.
Blood pressure is down, and it wasn't looking good. But we begin to pray for God to turn things around.
Mm-hmm.
So, blood pressure's up. His breathing is normal.
Mm.
I just asked the church family to keep my family in prayer.
Yes, sir. My God.
Y'all know him. He's been in contracts many a time. Him and his family, him and his wife. Just keep the family in prayer.
Amen. God's doing what God does, Daryl. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Mm. Glory be to God. Mm.
Y'all know we love the Lord with all our heart that we do. There's no question.
Yes, sir. So good to us.
Mm. And that pastor preached this morning. We give God thanks for all things.
That's right.
Whatever it is, we give God thanks. You got to pray.
Uh-huh.
We're going to praise him to victory. We're going to praise him to recovery.
Uh-huh.
Until he come up out of the hospital.
Amen.
Family, continue on praying with me. Continue.
Yes. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Let us pray. Eternal God, in the name of your Son Jesus, we come now.
My Lord.
On behalf of all those names that's been called, and even
yes,
God, we know all about their condition, and we pray
in the name of Jesus.
Every situation.
Yes, you know all about it, God.
Heal the body. They said in the word, we are thanking for the healing. We're thanking for the deliverance.
Amen.
Call your name in the word. We are right. We are healed. In the name of Jesus, you also said we would that we prosper and be in help, even as our soul prospers. So we are
my Lord.
Good help.
Thank you, God.
For deliverance. We're thanking for your word. We thank you for the house of God. And
one
of
you will
be accepted, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're giving you glory. We're giving all of you praise. In every situation that you've got to work it out.
You
kept us, God, and you're keeping on keeping us, God. Through this and through that. And we're thanking you and we're accepting your will.
Yes, the lives
of our loved ones. And
Jesus, have your way, God. Amen. Yes, God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God. Thank you, Lord.